While all else are raising theirs, the European Central Bank has resisted hiking interest rates so far, sticking to the line that inflation would fall back towards its 2% target in the medium term. However, Christine Lagarde appeared to hint yesterday that with Eurozone inflation running at around 7.5%, a rate hike could come in the next few months. Joey Sheehan, head of credit with mymortgages.ie, is standing by. Central Bank figures yesterday indicated a slight nudging upwards of rates, Joey. Movement is afoot already, it seems.
Yes, well, Christine Lagarde from the ECB yesterday indicated we could see interest rate increases as early as July, with potentially up to 0.75% in increases later this year and possibly early into next year. However, there's no need for borrowers to panic because borrowers still can take back control of their finances from the banks, and they have a golden opportunity now to switch mortgage and lock in for long-term rates, which start from 2.5% fixed for up to 25 years. This could save a borrower, you know, €320 a month, or about €96,000 over the life of a mortgage based on a mortgage of €300,000 with a value of €500,000 on a 25-year term, fixed for the full term when compared to a standard variable rate of 4.5%.
And is there a desire to fix, Joey, and how long are people looking to lock in for at the moment?
Absolutely. So previously people would fix generally 3 years, maybe 5 years. We're now seeing that move to maybe 7 and 10 years. And we're also seeing a flurry of borrowers from Ulster Bank and KBC, who we know are exiting the market. And they're looking to switch for longer terms as they're seeking certainty around interest rates and also certainty around the lender they'll be dealing with.
And some are providing terms of up to 30 years, which is the length of a standard mortgage, really. And the rates are quite good, around 3%. Are they worth considering, or is it too long to lock in for?
Well, absolutely, they're worth considering. The lowest rate in the market is about 1.952%. So if you can lock in for 25, 30 years at 2.5% to 3%, depending on your loan-to-value, it's definitely worth considering because it gives you absolute certainty and you never need to worry about an interest rate rise in the future.
For those who might be coming to the end of a fixed rate period in the next year, say, and they fear that they'll be caught in a more elevated market, in other words, they'll have missed getting the good deals because interest rates will have risen, should they consider breaking fixed terms, or is that prohibitively expensive?
This depends on the lender. So anybody in a fixed rate, whether it's expiring now or in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, call your lender today, ask them, is there a breakage fee? If yes, how much is the breakage fee? We're seeing in many cases there's zero breakage fee for people to leave, so they can actually exit fixed rates early and lock into a longer-term fixed rate with a new lender. So ring your lender today and ask, is there a breakage fee?
And for those on trackers, the message is they should hold still.
Well, it depends on the margin of the tracker. So some tracker margins are as low as 0.5%, 6%. Some tracker margins can be in excess of 1%. We have seen a marked increase in people on trackers seeking to inquire about longer-term fixed rates, and they're actually considering coming out of it, maybe 1% tracker, locking in for 2.5 for 20, 25 years on the basis that they feel rates will increase beyond the 2.5 over the next, you know, 2-3 years.
I suppose it's difficult to tell, but are we realistically looking at 2.5% or thereabouts in the next few years?
Well, I don't want anybody to panic, but we are most likely looking at, you know, 0.75% based on commentators in the media. When a loan is being stress tested at drawdown stage, a bank will usually stress test it by 2%. So they will say that rates could rise by up to 2%. Given where rates are at and ECB is 0%, it's not unfathomable to think that rates could be up at, you know, 2% above where they are today within a matter of years.
Joey Sheehan of mymortgages.ie, thank you very much indeed. In other business news this morning, the hotel group Dalata has announced that it's to sell one of its London hotels. It signed contracts to sell the